Hello once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and our Stress Management Channel. On the show today, we are with Janet Fagan, a certified coach who works with clients in the areas of personal, business, and career coaching. With over 16 years in the career transition business, Janet has helped countless clients find clarity and new direction. She recently added a new niche to her coaching, MilitaryCareerHelp.com, where she works with veterans to find the best civilian job to complement their military experience and skills. Today, Janet is focusing on stress management and the job search. Janet Fagan, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thanks for coming out this afternoon. So describe your unique brand of coaching and what you can offer a client.
Well, my coaching involves a real emphasis on values. It's a values-based approach. And the way I was trained in my coaching's particular school was that values lead and guide us through life. And pretty much every important decision we make, whether it's personal or career-related, should be made with those key values in mind. So I partner with clients to determine what those key values are for them and then use those to help them reach their goals. I offer a realistic, practical type of coaching that helps them to move toward what they want to accomplish. And my services also include laser coaching sessions, and that's pretty much for clients who either want to discuss and work through a quick solution to a current issue. Usually they come to the call ready with that to discuss. Or it could be clients who worked with me before and just want to kind of reconnect and work on a current issue or problem that they're facing.
Well, your topic today is stress management and the job search. Tell me more about these two topics and how they're related.
Well, you know, there are many key stressors as we go through life, and there's something called the Holmes and Ross Stress Scale. Now, that lists about 50 stress items that could happen in one's life, but the top 10 are death of spouse, divorce, marital separation, imprisonment, death of a close family member, personal injury or illness, marriage, losing your job, fired or laid off. That is a big one. So that is number 8. And the others are, of course, retirement and other family issues. But losing your job, whether it is, as I say, being terminated or experiencing a layoff, is an extremely stressful situation. It's a frightening prospect for a lot of people to get themselves out there, to sell and market themselves all over again. Many people who work with a company for 20 or more years might have just gotten into the company through someone they knew or never had to even do a resume or go through that whole process. And now it is extremely, you know, it is stressful to interview for a job. A lot of the clients I'm working with are telling me it's 4, 5, 6 interviews they go on before they're even chosen for the job, and the process takes a lot longer. So companies are hiring again, but they're being a lot more careful about it. So this whole experience for individuals is very stressful because they tend to think of it from their perspective. Well, I haven't heard anything, but in the meantime, employers are busy dealing with lots of other things on their plate. So it's kind of learning how to pace yourself. But the other piece of that, when I say how the two topics are related, is that someone's identity is practically threatened because you go to social gatherings and someone will say, what do you do? And it's like, okay, what do I say now? And I say a good way to kind of counter that is to even create business cards and have your name and address and the contact information and possibly some bulleted items either on the front or even the back of the card that talk about your key areas, the areas that you've had experience in and your skills. And this way, you know, you can hand people your card and say, you know, I'm in the job market, but here's my background and here's the type of work I'm looking for. So, you know, the thing to remember there is that people can do a much better job of referring you on if they know a little about you.
Now, describe the different types of stress factors that could occur in a job search. It even job search sounds stressful already. Tell me what goes on in that situation.
Well, one of the first things that happens when someone loses a job before they even begin their search is, you know, they lose their friends, their coworkers, and they miss these people. And, you know, the coworkers at the same time are going through a lot of stress themselves because they're thinking, am I next? You know, this person is gone and now, you know, I have probably more work to do now because they're gone. And so the other thing is people had a certain comfortable routine to their day. And now, you know, with their job, and now this is gone. So the best way to conquer this is to get out there. The first piece of the job search is just, I mean, you need some time to process that. Some people need longer. Some want to get back into it right away. But the first thing I'd suggest is to connect with former coworkers and friends and invite them for coffee or lunch. Making your own routine, again, that stress factor of feeling like, okay, what do I do with my day now? You know, I'm in shock over losing my job, and now where do I begin? And sort of, you know, make a routine, have a job search action plan, and create your day. I always try to get folks into some kind of a mode of organizing themselves, because when they do that, it does help with controlling your situation. And so, you know, some examples I give would be allowing 4 days for the job search and taking a day off, because, you know, your job search is a job in itself to do that. Other people like to schedule maybe part of the day and then take the rest of the day off. Maybe they work more days per week on their job search. The other thing is, if someone is not in a sales or marketing mode, they've never been in sales, they're kind of in sales now when they're in their job search because they've got to sell themselves. And this could be quite a challenge for a lot of folks, particularly introverts, people who aren't used to being with a lot of people and, you know, having to talk about themselves. We always recommend people do accomplishments, and people say, well, gee, I haven't done this or that. But really, a lot of the things they've done on their job to streamline maybe activities in the office or to save the company money or to, you know, provide good customer service, those are all things that can be turned into solid accomplishment statements. So a lot of the job seekers, along with this whole process, they have a fear of being rejected. And if you haven't been in sales, you know, sales, the characteristics we look for, confidence, resilience, salespeople, that comes naturally to them. But if someone has been behind a desk and not really used to that type of thing, that self-promotion, it can be very, very stressful for them. But the important thing to remember is to prepare. That's going to put you more in control. Be positive. Think of the glass half full rather than half empty. And, you know, focus in on that goal and prepare. The more targeted the search, the better.
Today we are speaking with Janet Fagan, a certified coach who works with clients in the areas of personal business and career coaching with over 16 years in the career transition business here on eHealth Radio, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Janet, what tips would you offer your clients about managing some of all of these stress factors while in their search?
Well, the saying, make lemons out of lemonade, may sound cliche, but it's not, especially in terms of reacting to losing one's job. So, as I mentioned before, you know, job seekers, they tend to think glass half empty, and when you really need to think of it as half full. While it may take a few days or even weeks to vent, let off steam, and at some point we need to focus on being positive about the situation. That being said, people, you know, losing a job is kind of like the people grieving on the death of someone, because it is the death of something in your life. And so you go through all the feelings of maybe being shocked, disbelief, anger. Sometimes we go through, well, if I had done this, maybe this wouldn't have happened, you know, and you go through all these feelings, and then eventually most people move into the acceptance piece. And so it is important to be able to talk to people, to vent a little bit about it. I've had people say to me, you know, well, I'm going to go out and, you know, a day after they were laid off, say, I'm going to go search for a job. And a friend told me about this company and I'm going to have an interview. And I usually say no, because they're still processing all those feelings and they're really not ready to get out there yet. And, you know, in the end, many people I've coached through career transitions afterwards say, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. However, at the time, they may not have felt that way. Another important thing to remember is when one door closes, another one opens. The next thing I'd say is, and I alluded to this before briefly, treat your job search like a job. Design an action plan and follow it. Develop a daily routine and stick to it. Because you're your own boss now, and you can design your day to your liking. try not to get distracted. And one of the things that happens often is, you know, others may say, oh, well, you know, you're not working now, so can you help with this and can you help with that? And people get involved in helping family members with all of these things to be done, and they're really not focusing on their job search. And then they get disappointed when they're not hearing anything. It really is directly related. The amount of work you put into it is what you will definitely get out of it. Now, there's another piece to all this. We want to work hard. We want to be positive. But we also need that time for ourselves. And I always recommend people to try to keep that balance and do some exercise, keep a healthy lifestyle. For a lot of people, getting outside, even for a walk, being in nature, helps them to get another perspective on things. Eating healthy, of course, is another important thing. Some people find yoga and forms of meditation helpful to help them relax and get centered. I'd say, you know, along with that, balancing all that with your hard work on the job search is to take time and enjoy the change of pace. Many people, as I mentioned before, have said on the day of their layoff, well, I need to get cracking. And many have said, you know, I'm going to cancel that vacation I planned. And I really encourage them to take it, because many times that is helpful in helping them regroup and refocus and get recharged to actually start that job search and process a lot of their feelings. Because their emotions are running high at that point. It's listed number 8 on that Palms and Ross scale that I mentioned, but I would put it up much higher myself, because I think for many people this is one of the biggest stressors they'll ever experience. So I would say those items that I've just mentioned, those can be really helpful. The balance of working hard, having your job search, your action plan, but also taking some time for yourself and making sure you have that balance through this process.
Well, Janet, where can our listeners find you online?
I am at www.fagancoaching.com, and I also have that military niche that I have added, and that is www.militarycareerhelp.com.
And in conclusion, Janet, what tip could you share with our listeners in form of a parting tip?
I would say, well, I have a few here, but, you know, avoid people who are negative and naysayers. I recently did a presentation, a workshop, and there was one person in there, and every time someone had an idea or a thought, they were very negative. So I'd say try to avoid those folks, because you want to really stay positive in your search. I think people should celebrate short-term successes. Set some achievable goals, and, you know, once you start getting those calls, you know, in interviews, things start happening, and people develop a whole new perspective. I think also journaling is important. I think for a lot of folks, writing down their thoughts each day or what they've done in their search can really be helpful. And I think they need to, besides taking charge of their search and feeling more in control, I think they also need to have fun with it. You know, they just need to take a break, get energized by this whole thing, but also balance and, you know, make sure they have that time for themselves. But just keep a sense of fun about the whole thing, because it is a new adventure in your life. And as I said, most people have said to me, you know, this really is the best thing that could have happened. And lastly, I'd like to say, if you can get a professional career coach to help you, or at the very least get a professional resume done, that can really go a long way to supporting you in the job search.
Janet, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. And that was Janet Fagan, a certified coach who works with clients in the areas of personal, business, and career coaching with over 16 years in the career transition business. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio of the eHealth Radio Network. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook at eHealth Radio. We thank you for listening to this stress management channel. And until next time, enjoy.